Marcus King, it is great to have you here. How in the musical world are you?
I am great. I'm on the road, staying busy, and having a great time.
It sounds like you are used to being on the road and staying busy, and maybe having a great time is just in your genetic makeup. Would that be fair to say?
I think that'd be fair to say. We certainly like to stay busy, and we just love doing what we do.
Making music, yeah. And music-wise, you were your dad's own sideman, and his dad played guitar. Are you just hardwired down in that groove? Just got to be making music?
I think everybody in my family was. It was certainly in the bloodline and in our genetic makeup that we needed to play in order to feel happy, you know?
When did you know it was your own destiny, you know, for full-time, for real? Or did you even think about it? Did you ever think about the fact that, yeah, I'm going to do this my whole life?
Well, I never really thought about it until they started doing all these tests in school, you know, tests to kind of determine what it was most likely you were going to be when you grew up, you know? Mine said I was going to be a small set director. Came to find that, I'm sure it's a fine line of work, but it was the people that organized the mannequins, like, at the mall and made, like, set designs for movies.
A visual type thing, did you have any kind of an interest in that, or was that just a fluke?
Well, no, of course not. I just wanted to play music, and that wasn't an option. And they told me. Then it kind of became this rebellious thing, I suppose, and I just always knew this is what I wanted to do, and, you know, helped along with a tenacious way of doing it.
And if anything, it made you dig your heels in and say, nope, I'm going to do this. You've always played the traditional thing. It's your dad, your grandpa's and everything. So that third generation tradition of it all, by now you're putting your own stuff out there. And it is your own. You're owning it. But how did the traditional stuff and what you got from your grandpa and your dad drive your own way of making your own music?
Well, playing with them and their music, it certainly always go back and play that music, you know, because it's so near and dear to my heart. And whenever me and my dad get to play together, we like to play songs that we played together for years.
Good. That's special, yeah.
And go back to that place, just a happy time. And I guess what I'm doing is just trying to continue to grow every day and learn as much as I can from people that I'm working with, people that I meet in the industry or outside of the industry, and just grow as a human being and as a musician and a writer every day. And just try to add more of my personal self into the music I'm making and just pour everything I have in my heart into the song.
And good for you. It shows in the music that you do make. And again, you're there speaking fresh and keeping it relevant. You don't ever feel like it's a problem keeping it relevant, keeping it in the 21st century, do you?
I don't. I think some things are better kept from the music, if that makes sense. My writing would never involve anything about sending an email or receiving a text message. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do.
As far as the current times, it's not relevant as far as that. But you get what I'm saying.
I do. I do. And I think it's charming the way you said it. Again, you do have a good way with words. But do I understand then it's the sentiment, it's the values, it's really from your heart that you speak and from your soul. That's what you're putting forward, and that is what you keep relevant.
Writing and whatever it is that allows you to get that energy outside of your being, allows you to represent yourself in another way, another context. That's what is really healing for the soul.
That's great. And I think healing for the soul is deep within your system of beliefs and what you really want to put forth with your music, too. That's safe to say?
I'd say so, yeah. I've always used music as a release of my inner energy, and I just have a way to be able to scream what I need to say and shout it to whoever's listening, and their way of reciprocating is however they feel appropriate, with applause or whatever. Even if it's booze, I mean, at least I got it out. I got it off my chest.
It's that up close and personal that you are going for.
Oh, absolutely.
Good for you. It gives you a lot of power, and you don't have to have everybody fall in love with your music. You want to get a reaction out of them.
Yeah, you know, this has always been, and not in a selfish way, you know, because we've talked to a lot of people who said our music have helped them, but it's always really just been about the fact that I need to play music for my own sanity and to get all the things I need to say out. Any other thing that comes along with it, playing music, never really interested me as a kid, you know?
I do get it, and good for you that you realize that, actually. It must empower you and your music, writing and singing, to know that and go forward with it.
Well, I guess it's empowering to know that there's not a lot that I'm afraid to lose if things don't work out. It's not going to be really a lifestyle that I grow accustomed to, just because all I really feel strongly about is getting my point across.
Good for you, because you do that, for sure. Now, Marcus, they say you call your particular brand of Americana roots music soul-influenced psychedelic southern rock. Okay, to you and your signature style. What's the most important word in that sentence?
I guess I would say soul. And I think everybody I work with tried to get me to narrow it down a little bit, and I try my best. But it's difficult because, you never want to get pigeonholed, because we've showed up at a lot of country festivals and people are scratching their heads.
Oh, sure, I get it. I think that Americana is a big, bold, and beautiful, I'm not even going to say genre or style, but it's just a whole world of wonderful music that sort of screams what you do. And it's pretty inclusive, that term Americana is, but so is your music, the things that you put in your music.
Yeah, and Americana music has been across the board, the music of where we are.
Indeed, and it's all real, too. And I think that since your roots are in blues and so much of your tradition is steeped in blues, does blues play a special part in your world?
Oh, yes, ma'am, of course. It's just, you can't really find any emotion that's strong, as far as, in my opinion,
I got you. What does it make you feel like to be able to share that raw, old, pure, old, wonderful, genuine blues through your word and your tune?
Oh, man, well, I don't think anybody will ever get as raw as the original cast that were doing it, like Muddy Waters and Booker White, people like that, Charlie Patton. Nobody will ever get that raw, just that real hurt, I feel like some people do. I try to act as just a conduit to allow people to become familiar with that music and then to go back and see the things that I was inspired by and feel that same rush of energy through their body and their soul and their spirit that I feel when I listen to it.
Good for you, and what a thoughtful thing. And I think that it happens with your music. You've got the right idea there. Do you have a personal preference between acoustic and electric, whether it be your acts or it be the style that you're playing at any given moment?
I think it's a situational thing. Sometimes it's really just good for the heart to plug into a Marshall, crank it to 11, and just go. Other times, what I need to say is a little bit more sentimental, and I could say what I need to say a little easier with an acoustic guitar. Sometimes maybe at a piano, or just singing really loud in my car or wherever I'm at.
Good for you. And then, of course, you've got your whole band backing you and adding to not only the fun, but also to your message, also to the story that you tell. Is that an empowerment also for you?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. They are the greatest band in show business. I'm pretty biased to say. They're just really strong players and just really great friends. And I never had brothers growing up, but these are all guys that I consider my brothers.
Good for you.
We all have a really strong connection. The amount of time we've spent just in a van and the amount of boredom, you really start to grow a second language with somebody.
If you can relate to them, and that speaks a lot to all of you. And I do have to say, your theory that they're one fine band is sort of being echoed. You all are making quite a reputation for yourself, and that band I know is really in demand. It must make you all feel pretty good.
It is. It's nice to see people reciprocating the love that we've been putting out.
And getting it, yeah. Now, on the subject of all of your wonderful machines that you do play, I'll admit, good steel guitar, pedal, or lap just melts my heart. And you play both. What does that instrument give you that no other kind of guitar, any kind of other string thing can? Can you describe the feeling of playing?
Pedal steel guitar.
Pedal steel, yeah.
That was the one thing as a kid that I never had access to for a long time. And I always wanted one. It's an instrument that immediately takes me back to, listening to music with my grandfather and my great-grandfather. And it's a really powerful instrument. It can really pull the tears out through the instrument. It just sounds like a hound dog crying. I can't find that expression through any other instruments.
That has to be something. Good for you. What are you bringing to C2G Music Hall stage when you do come our way?
We're going to bring as much energy as we can. And we're bringing a lot of new material that's going to be on the record that's coming out this September. Really excited to be showcasing this new stuff. It's not too terribly different from what we've put out before, but like I spoke on before, we just try to grow a little bit more with every record, and these are just some things I needed to say, and I'm excited to say them in Fort Wayne.
Well, we're going to be really looking forward to hearing it, I got to tell you. And I do get, Marcus, you and your musical world are all about the story, telling that story, and you really tell a fine one. And speaking from your heart now, what does that art, that gift, that storytelling capability do for you when you're telling that story?
Oh, man, it just fills my heart with joy and at the same time releases any burdens off of my shoulders and my soul and my spirit that were there. And this allows me to really breathe deeply as I can. Takes me back to kind of square one. I have a tendency to repress a lot of emotions, and I think it's kind of in human nature, but this just allows me to get it all out.
I think that sort of reflects what happens with everybody that hears your stuff, and you're going to be here proving it real soon. So I'm just going to say it has been a real pleasure talking with you, Marcus. Safe travels and ever happy musical trails until you get here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's great speaking with you.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking by phone with Marcus King, third-generation musician from South Carolina, on his way to perform at CDG Music Hall here in Fort Wayne. The music you're hearing is Fraudulent Waffle, from the Marcus King Band's album, Soul Insight. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.